FAR International Bridge Expansion Set to Begin Phased Truck Operations. Texas Border Business, by Roberto Hugo Gonzalez, Texas Border Business. Edinburgh, Texas. The FAR International Bridge is preparing to begin phased operations on its expanded crossing in mid-September, with a formal grand opening and ribbon-cutting celebration scheduled for November 12, Bridge Director Luis Bazin said. Bazin discussed the expansion during an interview at the 3rd Annual Truck Expo, hosted on behalf of the FAR International Bridge and the City of FAR at Burt Ogden Arena in Edinburgh. The bridge recently held what Bazin described as a private, soft opening, but commercial traffic is expected to begin using the expanded infrastructure within the next 2 to 3 weeks. By the middle of September, we're going to open already, Bazin said. We're going to phase out the opening. The initial phase will open 2 lanes for trucks traveling into Mexico and returning to the United States, he said. Maintenance will then be performed on the existing bridge for approximately 3 weeks. Bazin said the entire expanded crossing should be operational in about a month and a half. Mexico is already prepared for the transition, he said. Mexico's ready, Bazin said, adding that the Mexican side has been using its portion of the expansion for more than a year and a half. The November celebration will formally mark the completion of a project designed to increase capacity at one of the Rio Grande Valley's principal commercial crossings. Bazin said participation in events such as the Truck Expo is also part of the bridge's strategy to promote international trade and strengthen its relationship with the transportation industry. We want to highlight the importance of trade here in the community, Bazin said. We invite the trade community. We invite the community as a whole, because we're trying to make the connection. Why is the FAR bridge important? Why is trade important? We all depend on it. He described the trucking industry as essential to moving goods and supporting the economy. At the end of the day, again, the trucking industry, these are the wheels that keep the economy going, Bazin said. Bazin also credited the City of FAR's leadership and the bridge staff for the work behind the expansion and the Truck Expo. It starts with our leadership, with our mayor, he said. It starts with our leadership, the management, the city commission, the bridge board of directors, but the team internally at the bridge. We've been growing this team, we've been scaling it in the last couple years. He said the bridge team was responsible for making the 3rd annual Truck Expo successful. This is a successful event because of them, Bazin said. The city intends to continue expanding the Truck Expo, with Bazin confirming plans for a 4th annual event next year. Looking further ahead, he said FAR hopes to eventually develop its own facility where events such as the Truck Expo could be held, potentially around 2027 or 2028, although he emphasized that the timeline is not definite. For now, the immediate focus is beginning operations on the bridge expansion and preparing for the November 12th grand opening. See related stories. Canoe & Sons Trucking builds cross-border business while recruiting new drivers.